Well, let's turn now from the immigration system in the United States to the immigration system in Canada. In 2017, over 15,000 people crossed the U.S.-Canada border illegally. That number could go up in 2018 as hundreds of thousands of U.S. residents lose their temporary protected status and with the DACA program in question. But Canada wants to make it clear they are not necessarily the place for people looking to leave the United States. They've actually recently sent representatives to the U.S. to discourage people from emigrating to Canada with the message that you might not be allowed in. Vilma Felici consults with immigrants in the U.S. who are considering a move to Canada. She's an immigration consultant at Felici Palacio Immigration Services in Toronto, also a professor of immigration and refugee law at Seneca College. Vilma, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, America is rife with images of people pouring over the border from Mexico into Canada. Is this a phenomenon that people could be viewing in Toronto or London, Ontario as well?
Yes, it is. In fact, people are coming in through the borders in Quebec and Manitoba, and they find their way into Toronto. And so it has already become a problem for the city. We're running out of space to house people coming from the United States and coming from Mexico and other countries to make refugee claims.
Vilma, how many people do you encounter who want to come to Canada from the United States? And who are they typically?
We get a lot of emails and phone calls. I would say between my partner and I, we probably speak to about 30 people a day. And they're typically people that are totally out of status in the United States or people that are on TPS or DACA, and they want to come and live in Canada. Many of them talk about making a refugee claim. Others want to be able to come as federal skilled workers, or they're looking for any other program that would give them a permanent residency in Canada.
Vilma, meanwhile, Canada, as we mentioned, has been sending representatives to the United States trying to tell people, don't come. What's the message, and who exactly are they trying to convince that Canada isn't the place for them?
I don't think that Canada is not the place for them. What they're trying to tell them is that unless they really can prove that they're convention refugees or people in need of protection, because of our international obligations, they will be allowed to come in, they will be allowed to make a refugee claim, but only a small percentage of the people coming in will be deemed to be a convention refugee or a protected person and then able to apply for permanent resident status. The rest, the people that are not accepted as refugees, will end up with a deportation order and will find themselves in the same situation that they find themselves now in the United States. And I think that's what the government is trying to do. In my estimation, they're not doing enough because, fine, they are explaining to people what the process is and what the outcome might be. But I think they should be going a little bit further, and they should be explaining what other alternatives there are to making a refugee claim. And I also think that perhaps our government should be relaxing the rules for temporary workers and students, people that want to come under those programs and that they would qualify, so that, you know, they have another avenue by which they could eventually obtain permanent residency in Canada.
Vilma, let me ask you about another class of potential immigrants to Canada. Every single election in this country, you hear people say, if the person I don't like manages to get elected or reelected, I'm moving to Canada. I confess, I've never actually seen anyone follow through on this threat. But if it were happening, I suppose you'd be in a position to see it. Have you seen that recently?
Well, I haven't had any clients that were disillusioned with the administration and they wanted to come to Canada, but I have heard of at least two couples that actually applied for permanent residency because they don't like what is happening in the United States, and they became permanent residents in Nova Scotia, one of the Atlantic provinces. So I know that some people are actually following through with what they said election night. I personally haven't had any clients, but I know it's happening.
But the bottom line here, Canada has a reputation for being a very welcoming place to immigrants, to refugees. It's a reputation it's very fond of advertising on the world stage. Is it living up to that reputation now, in your view?
I think it is, because when Canada talks about welcoming the displaced and the people that the refugees, just like the tweet from our prime minister last year, we're talking about legitimate refugees, people that can meet the definition of what a convention refugee is and or a person in need of protection, because we have two different programs in Canada. And there is a process. It doesn't mean that anybody that comes to our borders and makes a refugee claim and is allowed to present their case before the board will automatically be allowed to stay in Canada.
Vilma Felici of Felici Palacio Immigration Services in Toronto, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.